Chit-chat from around the world, czyli to i owo z całego świata. Audycja przygotowana przy współpracy z Centrum Języków i Komunikacji Politechniki Poznańskiej. Audycję prowadzi lektorka języka angielskiego magister Małgorzata Bączyńska. Powtórka audycji.
For the last three, if not six months, around 12,000 people or more took up regular running sessions aimed at passing the final exam. The exam took place last Sunday, the 10th Poznań Half Marathon. More than 10,000 participants finished 21.0975 kilometers with flying colors. Well, or rather, life records. Well, at least some of them. The weather was just perfect to beat records. The spectators did their best to motivate their running wives, husbands, mothers, fathers, and so on and so forth. And hundreds of volunteers did a great job not letting the runners die of thirst. Though some probably were swearing while waiting on cars stuck somewhere in the city center, I do hope that policemen on guard could easily calm down those furious ones behind the steering wheel. Anyway, the event left thousands in the permanent state of glory and pain afterwards. So, those of you who are still fighting muscle pains or stiffness, here come some pieces of advice that may come as a great relief. First of all, hydrate. Your body needs to restore its balance of vitamins and minerals, so a sport drink and water will do. If your pain gets stronger, use some ice or special cooling ointments. They will alleviate the pain and facilitate the healing process of your muscles. Eat a lot of fruits and vegetables because they will also help you restore proper body hydration. Eager to take a massage? Well, here, wait a few days. Your muscles are suffering from some micro injuries, so don't kill them with any sport massages. It will only make the situation worse. What you can do instead? Well, just get a foam roller and do some rolling, especially on the parts that are most painful. And what's important? Walk. Forget any running training, but taking a short walk with your dog, well, paradoxically, such walking may fasten the healing process. It's low impact and low intensity activity. Depending on your health and running condition before the half marathon, as well as the time you needed to cover the distance, come back to running after, let's say, 7 days and start with an easy run. Certainly, those more advanced with their trainings may come back to them after 2 or 3 days. When it comes to food, eat well-balanced meals, rich in fiber and proteins. In a nutshell, remember, hydrate, eat, and rest. Besides, there is no one perfect formula to recover. Just listen to your body and be good and kind to yourself. You have just run half marathon, so you have the reason to be happy and celebrate it.
Chit-chat from around the world, czyli to i owo z całego świata. Audycja przygotowana przy współpracy z Centrum Języków i Komunikacji Politechniki Poznańskiej. Audycję prowadzi lektorka języka angielskiego magister Małgorzata Bączyńska. Powtórka audycji.